Welcome everyone to the show. In this episode, we are covering my second boss battle. So in this boss battle, I am challenging public speaking, or specifically one of the tougher forms of public speaking, and that is singing in public, as in front of an audience and solo. Now, personally, I have found this activity very difficult. Growing up, I didn't really enjoy singing, and I was always nervous about actually singing until my music teacher kind of yelled at me enough to get me out of my shell so that I can actually sing on my own or with a group or with a choir. But I always had some form of difficulty singing by myself in public. I mean, getting up on stage, I always get butterflies, super nervous, start worrying about what other people think about me, and I wouldn't really put my mouth on the mic when I'm singing. So that's even worse, because one of the worst things you can do when you're up on stage in public is not having people even hear you. I mean, that's even worse than forgetting a line or messing up a note or hitting the wrong tune. If people can't hear you, that's pretty sad, and that's about what I've been going through lately. So lately, that's kind of the boss battle I've been fighting. I've been trying to find ways to kind of work on my singing and my confidence being up on stage and my confidence putting my mouth in front of a mic. I've been doing some research on that, and it has gotten me to a point where I'm watching a lot of famous artists sing and play the guitar, which I actually enjoy, because I've been learning to play the guitar. Hopefully one day I'll be able to sing and play the guitar and be heard in front of a mic. But until that day, I'm fighting this boss battle with just plain being heard when I'm singing. I would sing right now, but that's not why you guys came for the boss battle series. You came to hear about the struggle. And I'm hoping that if anyone else out there is struggling with getting their voice heard when singing, that this will help them. So some of the things I've been doing lately to get myself into a more confident state when I'm singing is actually recording myself singing. So because I messed up today with my solo, I started recording myself singing the song to try and see where I could be making mistakes. And my mind was blown, because after recording myself, I realized I actually do sing very softly. I seem to be very nervous and insecure about people hearing my voice, that my voice became very soft. I'm gonna be honest, like, I grew up singing with groups or with choirs, so me singing solo and having all those eyes on me makes me very nervous. So I challenge you, if you're just like me, where you sing mainly in groups, to get out of your shell and practice doing solos. I mean, that's kind of important, because a solo can come from you. That's you lifting the weight. It's you becoming the leader. Because if you always rely on the group, or for someone in your group who has a very strong voice to kind of lead the group, then you're kind of missing those extra chances for growth in your life. And who wants to miss those opportunities? So because I messed up on my song today, next week Sunday, I'm going to be going up on stage again. So my goal this week is to practice every day, practice my singing every day until I can get my voice down, until I can speak in front of a mic more confidently. Because one of the worst things you can do is to shy away from your own voice, or to shy away from what you're doing. Because one thing I have to do when I sing is I have to read lines from a book for the different verses, but I got the chorus down, so that's the only thing. Being able to look up, get my voice sounding through the mic, probably going to... Oh, this is another strategy I thought of. So it would also be helpful if you decide to grab the mic, position it in front of your mouth, so even when you do look down to read your lines, your voice will still be heard. So an issue I had today with my singing was when I saw the crowd and the music started playing, all this pressure got on me. I had this flashback to a similar moment when I did the same thing and I choked. I couldn't sing. Everything was quiet. This was probably the most embarrassing singing moment for me, which was really sad because I really didn't do anything about it to try and improve or get better. So there I was back then, not having my voice heard, and my dad even told me that he thought I was going to quit up there on stage. And even today, he thought the same thing, which really was very disappointing for me because it's kind of like repeating the same mistake. And that's one of the worst things you can do when you're trying to constantly improve, repeating the same mistake. So as you can see from my mistake, I didn't learn from that experience I had a long time ago by making that embarrassing, not being heard mistake, because I just repeated the same mistake today. So I'm going to do my best to improve and hopefully throughout the week get my singing down and my voice easily heard through a microphone. So another thing I've been doing is watching a lot of the way artists would mature their voice or vocalize it. It really does take practice, honestly, if you want to have your voice sounding good. But to be just heard, to at least just let the audience hear your voice, you just need to go in front of the mic and sing. Or as a lot of people put it, say what you need to say or sing what you need to sing. So that's where I'm trying to grow right now. It's a big boss battle. So my last boss battle was against social media. So far I've learned a lot of, I've gotten a lot of restraint from that boss battle because social media really plays a very small role in terms of my addiction to at least my personal life on social media. Because that can be a bit of a bad thing because I try to shape my pictures and videos to the opinions of others, and it just goes downhill from there. But I usually create a fan account so I can follow a lot of my favorite YouTubers or Instagrammers and kind of post some of the things that some content for myself to try and get myself out there. I think there's nothing wrong with showing your what you got to the world, but if you have to constantly reshape your post just to get some likes, then there's a problem. But yeah, the way social media kind of works with this is if you want feedback from people on your voice or singing, don't be afraid to go in front of your friends or your family and kind of sing to them so that they know that you're trying to put in effort. And it kind of gets you out of your comfort zone too. And some people might be blown away, like, oh, he's picking up singing now, or she's picking up singing. That's awesome. It's kind of cool because you're building a new talent and you're kind of breaking that barrier of limiting yourself to only singing to yourself or to singing in a group. Because if you're able to go solo, sing to people, and not be insecure about your voice, and just accept any feedback you could get. I think the most honest feedback from people who really care about you really does mean the most. That's where you can grow because they can hear it. They can hear your voice. They'll tell you honestly if it's good, or if they can't hear you, that's even better. So right now I'm just struggling with being heard. So throughout this whole week, I'm going to be improving my singing. It's about the last week of summer for me, so I'm just gonna do my best to enjoy these last few days and learn as much as I can and improve on my singing. So I hope this video was very informative to you guys. And a bonus tip, if you want to become a better singer, or if you want to get your voice heard more easily, it's also helpful to even do a podcast. I've heard from a lot of podcasters and YouTubers say that when they record their voice, it's really helpful. Or when they sing on their podcast, it could also be really helpful. So just trying to do like these small little things, like starting a podcast. Maybe for me, to make singing a bit more interesting, I would probably play an instrument, to put some background music to everything. I personally played a guitar, and a lot of songs, a lot of church songs at least, used the guitar in them, so that's another helpful tip if you want to get more attracted to singing or working on your voice, try playing an instrument. So that's two bonus tips. I hope you found something helpful here in this video. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please leave me a good review. And as always, stay awesome. Peace.